think it's very important.
Well, I think a lot of the MD acupuncturists believe, you know, they've been doing it many years, believed in and supported it merely because it has worked. But now that research is being done, they're calling themselves evidence-based acupuncturists now.
Right.
Because traditionally medical doctors, that evidence-based has been their watchword, or I guess you could say. But it's very important because of the training, as you know, as a medical doctor, that there's some kind of basis for what you're doing. And the way I have been feeling as an acupuncturist all the, when I first started it, I didn't really know I was a Western person. Then I started doing it, and I watched. I actually had a woman who had a tumor as big as a grapefruit that went away through acupuncture, and her physician did surgery on her to opened her up and found it was gone. And he called me on the phone. This was so incredible, and said, "Shoshana, I should have checked her first. I knew she was having acupuncture because he believed in Eastern medicine." And, you know, I mean, that's incredible. Things like that would happen, not as dramatic, but many, many healing that people would achieve through acupuncture. So I believe in it, even though I grew up with the Western. My children are very lucky that they have grown up with my attitude of you can heal yourself. Yes. And they've grown up with it, but we didn't. So this is a new paradigm, even for those of us, even though I've been into Eastern therapies for going on 40 years now, it still isn't where I began in my roots in Pennsylvania, in a small town outside of Philadelphia. So it's a belief system that has to be altered, and it's not easy.
Well, it's not, and I guess it does come down to, as you said, this evidence-based, and I see that because meditation is a very large part of my life, and I've recently introduced it into, you know, I talk about it in my book, and I talk about it with my patients, and now I've recently started really working with patients with meditation, and the studies are coming out now how the effect on meditation, the effect that meditation has on our cells, on the DNA of our cells, telomeres, which is a topic for another show, but it shows that it has that effect on our cells, a very positive effect on our immune system. You mentioned the MRIs that were done on some of the other therapies, the changes in the brain chemistry and the way the brain operates, that too in meditation is shown. So now that it's being documented in a way, it's now being more readily accepted. What I'd like to, if you can tell the audience, what would you say, if there is, and there probably isn't, and this is, you know, may not be a fair question, but is there a typical person who might come to your practice to seek your guidance or help? Does it seem to be any particular problems or people who are looking to stay well more so than anyone else that you could identify?
Right now, it really is a broad spectrum of many, many different people. I treat people, children, babies, people in their 90s. I've treated people 100 years old. It's all ages, all you know, men, women, children, as I said. And it used to be a very small segment because it used to be that people only found out about acupuncture by word of mouth. But now because of the mass media, more and more people know about it and studies are coming out. And you know, about the evidence base, like I've been treating people for fertility for many, many years, but then a study came out showing a 1/3 increase in success with IVF when acupuncture is implemented with IVF. So now
amazing.
I have so many women coming to me for that. So I do find that the evidence-based information is helpful because people, when a study shows that it works, then they believe it. And it's, so it's good support mentally for people, and it gets people doing it. So I think the research is very important. Although from my standpoint, I don't need it because I know from my experience over and over and over seeing amazing things happen. I always say I'm never surprised that people heal themselves. I'm always amazed, though. It's just so amazing to watch the body heal. And people come into me with so many serious, very serious, involved, advanced problems, and they do have spontaneous healings. Not everyone. And if a person does not heal, they need to go for Western medicine, and they need to see a Western doctor first to make sure that they don't have anything life-threatening or time-sensitive. Then they can go and do their alternative complementary therapies such as acupuncture.
Yeah.
But it needs to be safe. That's why we need both of the medicines. But if the acupuncture is not working, I get them for more. I send them to their physicians for more tests and more investigation into what could be causing the problem.
Yeah, you know, and the reason why I asked about the typical patient is because there really isn't, as you said, it's a wide range of people who come to you. And that's what I want my audience to realize, that, you know, this is not some fluffy type of thing that you know, you have to, what I call the automatic brain, the brain that's always watching you from being made fun of or whatever. You know, this is really serious stuff. This is real. This is not made up. It's not make-believe. And anyone from, as you said, children to the elderly, men and women, all different ages, you don't have to, you're not doing something that by leaving or going into a different area, it's not as though you're taking a massive leap. It's not dangerous. It's actually something that could help you greatly, something that you don't need to be shy about. You don't need to be embarrassed about. You can really embody it and be passionate about it and know that, as Shoshana was saying, that you can feel confident that if that is something that makes you a little skeptical that it's not, quote, proven, well, now we have the evidence. Now we have that evidence to satisfy what I call the automatic brain and allow you to go with something that's much greater and that can really heal you, that can really help you. And it's that integrative approach which is so important. Now, Shoshana, you do other things besides the acupuncture. I know that you're trained in massage, but also the Qigong and the energy work is quite fascinating to me. And if you could maybe tell the audience a little bit of how that translates into helping not only our life, our physical body, but also our interpersonal relationships and our overall life satisfaction. How are you using that to help kind of the whole person as a holistic approach?
Well, the Qigong is our exercises, ancient oriental exercises that do the same thing as the acupuncture by opening up the flow of qi in the body, increasing oxygenation of the blood, working with the bone marrow, strengthening the brain and the bones, balancing the hormones, and also working with the physical body, as you just mentioned, by stretching the muscles, creating flexibility of the muscles and tendons, increasing the heart, the way the heart works, the physical body, heart, and all the other organs. And so it is a way that people can do these very gentle, simple exercises. Anybody can do them, any ability, where you do them every day, and you create this openness and flow and cultivation of your vital energy in your body. And so it's not just an exercise you do for 20 minutes, a half an hour a day, but it affects how the give and take of energy that you experience in relationships with people. It affects how your physical body operates and the health of your physical body. It affects the level of aging, because doing these exercises retards the aging process. It creates an inner smile and an inner peace, which affects you throughout your day. So these exercises are just, they stay with you throughout the whole day. And it also teaches you how to stay inside your body, which is more the energy body medicine that I apply to my Qigong teaching of staying inside your physical body and developing this very, very strong connection between your energy body and your physical body, which my teacher, Christine Schenk, has called the marriage between the energy body and the physical body. And when the frequency bands are reestablished between the physical body and the energy body, health happens.
Right.
The
now,
brain functions better. Go
yes,
on.
Shoshana, let me ask you a question. Let's say, I'm listening to this show. I'm a 55-year-old woman. My kids just went away to college. I'm alone now. I want to, I got a quiet household, and I know I saw by your bio that you have three, well, I don't know if that's updated. You're at the writing of the bio, you're three children were teenagers. I don't know if that's the case now. I personally have four teenagers at home, so I know a household can be hectic. But let's say we have now a 55-year-old woman, children just went off to college, finally has time to breathe, let's say, wants to start from scratch, doesn't know anything about Qigong and exercising, wants to get in touch with her inner body. What would be the first step that she could do to start applying this to her life and start doing these kind of exercises?
Well, she could go on to nqa.org and put in her zip code and find a Qigong or Tai Chi teacher in her neighborhood. You can also learn Qigong from a book or a DVD. I have my book, Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. And that accompanying.
How can someone get that?
You can go on my website, which is healingforyou.com, healing, the number 4, the letter U.com, and you can order it through my website. And but other than my book and my DVD, there are many out there. You can go into the bookstore and go into the section of holistic healing or exercise and find that. It's very tough to learn Tai Chi from a book or DVD. With that, you need a teacher. But you can learn Qigong quite easily from a book or a DVD.
And how long would it take, would you say, for somebody to start feeling something?
They'll feel it right away.
Right.
I do six-week classes with people, and then right now my six-week class was just over my group class, and everyone wanted me to continue on a weekly basis, but they felt the difference right away. You really feel different. It's just like if you go for an acupuncture treatment. You will probably feel a change that day. You will sleep better. You'll feel calmer. You'll feel more energy. Your symptoms will start to go away. I mean, you need at least 8 treatments to know if acupuncture is going to work for a particular problem. But for many people, you feel the changes right away.
Yes, I could vouch for that because I personally have had acupuncture, and it's almost a religious experience sometimes. When I have the acupuncture, it really is quite spiritual. I do feel
well because your energy body and your physical body are reconnecting, and
yeah.
When an acupuncture is energy medicine, it's working with the energy body, and we were all very in touch with our energy bodies when we're babies, when we're born. We go into school and they become very linear. They tell us that our little imaginary friend doesn't really exist. We have to grow up and go into the world, or if you have extrasensory abilities, they kind of diminish. And that's the beauty of when I started studying with Christine Schenk 12 years ago. She teaches her students how to revitalize, to open up. We all have an energy body. We're all two bodies in one. We're all two hearts beating as one. And so she revives your ability to be in touch with your energy body. And back when you were saying, you know, all walks of life, I also wanted to mention that many physicians come to me as patients, and there are several physicians in my classes with Christine Schenck. So, you know, physicians are, you know, more and more open to this. I mean, they have their hands inside people's bodies during surgery. They're ushering people through end-of-life experiences. Yeah. They know, even though they're so physically oriented, they know that something else exists. We all know that something else is existing. And that's why energy medicine is on the cusp. It's coming in. It's the next wave. It's as soon as acupuncture got mainstream, I had to go and study energy medicine because I know that there's some, even though acupuncture is working with the energy body, it's just one tiny part of the energy body. There's an entire anatomy and physiology that I've learned about in great detail through Christine Schenck that has to do with the feelings. And we all know there is something else that existed. And when you were talking about the immune system, the physical body immune system, the physical body heart, there is an energy body immune system, an energy body heart, which is, you know, in my advanced training in energy body medicine, I'm finding out about. And we are just in the infancy of energy medicine in the United States. And you do have to do your due diligence. You cannot just go to anyone. You must make sure that they have good training. So I wanted to share that.
Yes.